Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
All right, the great Ala Abdelnaby now joins us. Sixers Celtics. Ala, welcome. It's great to have you back.
Thanks to be with you. Good. Appreciate you having me on again, Steve. It's good to hear your voice. Hope you're well.
It's good to hear your voice and hope you're well. Everyone wants to know about Joel Embiid. So where do you view how he is and how, you know, and what the timeline might be for him?
Well, I saw pictures of him getting on the plane yesterday, so that's always a good sign. Video from shoot around today and practice yesterday, him out on the floor getting shots. I'm not going to go so far as to say he's going to, you know, I have a gut feeling he's going to play tonight, but I wouldn't be shocked if he played tonight. That being said, let's assume he doesn't. It doesn't really worry me as long as it's one game against the Celtics. I think we've seen this past season in particular, whenever Joel's out, even if James is out at times, the 76ers have a different look to them. And for one game, they're able, I think, to catch the other team off guard. I don't know about a whole series, but I don't mind the way things are going to go if we were to go one game without playing without Joel. So we'll see how it goes. I'd obviously rather have him there, but the big fella for one game doesn't signify the end of the world for me.
I'm going big time old school on this one, but what James Harden to me when I've watched him reminds me of how Oscar Robertson adapted when he went to the Bucks with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Did you see adaptation in his game because of Joel Embiid?
Oh, for sure. I think for it was Joel Embiid. I think what he's been through and the time that has passed from those MVP days in Houston, I think you know, a lot of things have changed for him. I give him a lot of credit because, you know, the ego is still there. And for him to be asked to have to put that aside, or at the very least the scoring ego, have to put that aside and be a playmaker, be a facilitator, not just for Joel, but for Tobias and Tyrese and others, that's a big ask. And I didn't know whether or not he could do that. Because, again, not physically capable of doing it. I just meant, was he able to turn that switch mentally and play the more traditional point guard role? However, if Joel doesn't play tonight, I wouldn't mind seeing a flashback or two from the old James coming in tonight.
It always helps when you can have a third, and it doesn't really matter who it is. Just having a third helps. But Tyrese Maxey has emerged as a guy that consistently has been the third out there. What have you seen in the development of his game, Ala, that's allowed him to say, you know what, I will take on a more prominent role because I can do it?
I think he's found different ways to attack. I think at first, when he first came in the league, he was all about speed, and I think teams played off of him the best they can to kind of give themselves some space to defend him when he's coming at you top speed. But now that he's incorporated that jumper as well, especially from three-point range, he's a nightmare to cover because what do you take away? Defenses can't take away everything, but what they try to do is take away your strengths, the things you like to do the most. Well, now you're playing off of him because you're worried about his drive, and he sticks that jumper in your face. So he gives teams a lot of problems. And I said it in our opening on NBC Sports Philadelphia, game one of the playoffs. We know that the headliners, Joel and James, a lot rests on their shoulders, obviously. But the key to me is going to be Tyrese and Tobias. How well can they play in the quote-unquote supporting role moving forward, I think goes a long way to how far the Sixers go. They have to play well. It doesn't have to happen all at the same time. But on nights like tonight, assuming Joel doesn't play, you've got to have the other guys step up. It's absolutely imperative.
What has made the Celtics a tough matchup for Philadelphia?
I think they have interchangeable parts. I think their perimeter is the best part of their game, both offensively and defensively. And when you've got good ball handlers, good shooters, a number of different interchangeable parts, that bodes well for you. And I think that's what the Celtics have. You add a guy like Robert Williams in the pivot for them, who's a really good rim protector, shot blocker, a decent presence inside. That adds another element to it as well. They're a tough matchup. I'm not discouraged, though. I think the way Atlanta has kind of exposed them a little bit and hopefully fatigued them, hopefully those are things that the Sixers saw and can capitalize on.
Well, this isn't the same Celtics team that from November, December, and January. I think that's the part that Sixer fans ought to be heartened by. They're getting the home court advantage because of what they did early in the season.
I agree. And the thing is, when we do go up there and play them, I'm reminded of the last time we went up to Boston. They were missing, I think, four out of their five starters. The only guy who played was Tatum, and they still beat us. So that's a worry for me, because what are they going to look like when they're fully loaded? As I recall, Tatum didn't even really play that well in that game up in Boston, believe it or not.
Yeah.
It was the supporting cast, guys like White and others, who played well. I even remember Blake Griffin hitting a couple big shots in that game. I don't know if that's going to happen again. But I do like the matchup now more than I did, let's say, 6 weeks ago.
Finally, nobody has been able to defend Joel Embiid all season. There's no magic formula. It's like saying, I know how to solve Mariano Rivera. Wrong. Okay? But Robert Williams, you mentioned, is a rim protector. Does he have enough at least to give Joel some problems once in a while?
I think if Joel allows him to roam free, the key with a guy like Robert Williams, and Joel is more than capable of doing this, is you got to keep your body on him. He wants to get up off the floor. It's really hard to jump and leave the floor when someone like Joel with his 280 pounds is leaning on you. So you want to close that gap constantly. You want to be seeking his body, not just on blockouts, but on everything, because one, it fatigues him. Two, it occupies him so he doesn't help as well. And three, hopefully you get the better of him down the stretch, because I think Joel is just more than Robert can handle in every which way. So hopefully that'll be the case. Joel, if I'm looking for a sign, it's whether or not Joel is going into Robert Williams' body tonight or when he plays.
Always impressed by your analysis and your work. You do a great job. The audience is lucky to have you. Thank you so much. Ala. All the best to you and to Kate in the series.
Thanks very much, Steve. Appreciate it again, you having me on. Go Sixers.